Welcome, listeners, to the Business Inside and Out Show with your co-hosts, Dr. Stan Fine, the business doctor, and Patty Cook, executive life coach and personal development expert. Do you want to have a more successful business and personal life? Then get ready to be entertained and educated. Here is Dr. Stan and Patty Cook.
All right, welcome to the Business Inside and Out Radio Show. My name is Dr. Stan Fine, the business doctor. And I would like to welcome you to our last show for 2013. As we look forward to serving our community with good business advice and ways to help you from business and personally be more successful in 2014.
And I'm Patty Cook, executive life coach and personal development expert. And we always appreciate you taking time out on your Sunday afternoon to tune us in. Our goal is always to help you create new ways to effectively grow your business in a balanced way.
I like that. And today our guest is Diana Broomfield. Diana is an entrepreneur, affiliate marketeer, radio station owner, host of a radio station, WDGP, and social network site creator. WDGP is located in Maryland. Their radio goal is to bring you the best in independent artists, writers, poets, but it also will bring thought-provoking, educational, inspiring, and entertaining shows. So you may listen to WDGP Radio by going on to computer to www.wdgp.com. And Diana, welcome to the show.
She really is here.
She is really here. So we don't know if we lost her. We're going to try to hang 1 minute here. While we're waiting for Diana to get on the air and our engineer to spin his magic.
We're really excited to have Diana with us today because we love entrepreneurs and people who take the risk and who are willing to put everything out there to create a business. And so every entrepreneur we've ever spoken on or off the air has the ability to inspire us
and
with their
efforts. And I think she's here. Diana, did we finally plug in?
Yes, I could hear you guys, but I don't know what was going on. But at any rate, I just wanted to say good afternoon to you, Dr. Fan, and
hi.
To you, Ms. Penn. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Diana, we're very, very happy you're here.
Is there an ice storm up there, or are we okay?
Here where I am, no. It's raining, but it's not bad.
Well, it is beautiful. We're really glad that you came on today. We found what you do at the radio station very interesting. So let's get started with it. How did you get started in business?
Well, that's a good question. It actually happened in the early 90s. I was disillusioned with the place I was working, and I had began to do some affiliate marketing type things. But working there, I met a young doctor who wanted to do some different things, different from the way that things had been done with the intellectually disabled population. So I hitched my wagon to his, and we started a company. And I was able to sustain myself and my two young children at that time by working with this gentleman until the money dried up in the District of Columbia. That's where all our contracts were.
Right.
So at that time, that ended. But it lit that bug. I had that bug for being an entrepreneur and not having to answer to somebody else, you know, to be able to work under my own terms and do what I wanted to do.
There's a lot of appeal to that, isn't there?
Oh, there is. It's a lot of hard work, but oh my God, it's so rewarding.
Well, you know, the other thing I discovered is my first book was called Business Bootcamp for Women, and what I discovered when I researched women was that 52% of all small entrepreneurial businesses are run by women, and that women outlast men 3 to 5 times longer than men. They survive. So you have that. In the business world, women survive longer and they're more successful.
So once that bug got,
once you got the bug
by Diana, what was next after that closed up? What did you do?
Well, I began to research and to see what else was out there and to see if I could find my little niche. And I continued doing all this time. Of course, I was still doing affiliate marketing. Even though I had to go back and take a 9-to-5 job, the affiliate marketing did help supplement my income because I had 2 young children. Let's not forget. We know how expensive children with everything that they
need. Can really add up quickly.
I don't really know what affiliate marketing is per se. Can you describe what that is?
Sure. It's somebody else's product.
Well, I mean, yeah, like Mary Kay.
You're actually marketing. Yeah, Mary Kay is a good example. MLM is involved in that a lot. But there are other companies who will pay you a percentage of a sale if you go out and market for them. So I was doing a lot of posting, a lot of blogging, and things of that nature. And then I joined this network. It was a self-help network, and they kind of told us about branding yourself more so than your company. So I began to do those things and to just, you know, become known. And someone sent me an invitation to a social network on a Ning platform. And on investigation, I decided that I would open my own social network, which I did. It was called Internet Marketers Network. And it actually, that was about 7 years ago, and I just closed it last month because I just don't have time to deal with it anymore. But I still had 463 members,
wow.
Even though
that's great.
That involved it. Yeah. So in doing that social network, of course, I networked with other people in other networks, et cetera, et cetera. And I came across Blog Talk Radio. Well, I became a Blog Talk Radio host, and that enabled me to promote the business owners that were in my network, you know, to promote their businesses and services. And then I started getting a lot of musicians and writers and things and poets and people like that joining the network. And, you know, I ended up doing 2 shows, one for business and one for entertainment.
Well, I noticed, Diane, when we were, Diana, I'm sorry, I noticed that one of the things we were looking at it, and we're going to get into this whole internet radio thing in a moment. I want to talk more about it. But what I noticed is when I went into web and I listened to your radio show, there's incredible music. I love hearing you interview the artists and the composers and the poets and ask them how they got started and why they picked a particular genre. And, I mean, you really dig in with them. And then you play some of their music tracks or some of their, you know, whatever their mode is. And I thought, and it doesn't sound like, it sounds like you deal with a lot of people that are on the way up. Maybe they haven't arrived yet, you know,
Yes. But
they're on their way up. And
for me, Dr. Stan, I have been able to talk to some people who have already arrived, like Jeff Majors. He's a megastar in gospel. He plays the harp. There's Dave King, who was a member of several R&B groups in the 80s and 90s, and he's now doing his own thing, and he has his own radio network, and I was able to have him on the show. Some of the members of Blue Magic. I don't know if you know that group. That's an R&B group.
No, you're going to dance circles around me on this one. I'm just going to trust you that what you tell me is real. So,
yes, I've been able to interview some wonderful people. Then another group, Brick, the founders of that group, have been on the show several times, and they're good friends of mine, actually. So what I'm doing is so rewarding to me because not only am I helping people, other people, I'm actually helping myself because I am surrounding myself by people who are doing the things that I aspire to do.
So with a entertainment show and a branding show, I mean, in a business show, how did you brand yourself? Because it seems like you had a whole lot of different areas that you could draw from to build that brand. So how did you do that?
Well, you know, to God be the glory. I simply just was myself. You know, I am Diana Broomfield. You know, if you actually Google me, a lot of things will pop up. I'm very socially connected. I am spiritually brown, you know, so I do a lot of talking about my faith blogging and things of that nature, and people respond and they follow me, and it's amazing because I have so many followers on Twitter and Facebook, and and I'm like, wow, who would have thought?
I've known you for a long time, and I think we hooked up on the East Coast when I was doing a conference down in Charlotte, and people began to mention your name up the coast when I was in North Carolina or South Carolina, and I actually went into a conference called Business Bootcamp for Women and met a couple of TV stars there from Good Times with J.J. Walker. And then I also met another actress. But people knew you and said, have you talked to Diana Broomfield? And I said, no, who is she? And they said, well, you got to talk to her. And she's up the coast and she's friends of ours. So then I made a connection with you. Oh, gosh, it's 4 or 5 years ago. And I was very impressed with what you were doing. When you want people to think of your brand as a person, what do you want that takeaway to be when, people are branding, they say, I want to buy a McRib, okay? And McDonald's is now associated with not just McBurgers or whatever, but other things. So when I say Diana Broomfield, what's the next thing out of people's mouth, or would you like it to be out of their mouth?
I would love for them to say that she's philanthropic. I've been doing all of this to get to one place. The radio station is like the anchor. What my God-given dream is to have an organization that's going to help children. And because I love music so much, I want it to be based in music. And so I developed Children's World of Music, which is an organization that is going to help children learn just about any aspect that they want to learn of music, be it to read music, write music, play music, musical instruments, do choreography, be a DJ, audio visual. Just the gamut.
Well, let me pull you back a step, because I want to get deeper into that after the break, because I know that part of what your passion is nonprofit, and I want to talk about that, and I know Patty does too, but I want to take a half step back about internet radio, because I think people don't understand what's really going on there. So, because we're not sure, we know Blog Talk Radio, but we're not sure how WDGP, the acronym, came into being, because there may be women wanting to start a show. Well, okay. Diana, we'll be right back. Everybody listen to this, and we'll be coming back.
Are you seeking a wealth manager who will challenge the status quo? Let me introduce you to Kevin Grelli, a wealth manager with Four Seasons Wealth Management in Creve Coeur, Missouri. Kevin's research is academic in nature and not derived from the hotshots on Wall Street. Kevin is available on Tuesdays and Thursdays for a complimentary meeting for any listener who wishes to discuss their personal financial situation. Will you please call Kevin today at area code 314-699-9202. That's 699-9202. Kevin Grelli is a financial advisor with and securities and advisor services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
How would you like to hear the natural sound of the Spanish classical guitar? See the finest acoustic guitars from throughout the world. Experience music both profound and exciting from world cultures. And meet the artist at post-concert receptions. For ticket information, visit www.guitarstlewis.net or call 314-567-5566. Again, those contacts are www.guitarstlewis.net or call 314-567-5566.
Hey, listeners, if you want a restaurant with great charm, great food, and an incredible selection of beverages, you're missing something if you don't go to Seamus McDaniel's. For over 28 years, Seamus McDaniel's has been serving great food and beverages, not to mention an over 2,000-square-foot outdoor garden for eating and special events. located in Dogtown at 1208 TAM, you're missing something very special. For more information, call 314-645-6337. Again, that's 314-645-6337. Or go to their website at www.SeamusMcDaniels.com. You'll be glad you did. Hey, business owners, are you happy with your company's growth and vision, or could it be better? From the president to the employees, we help you focus on effective strategies that keep your teams engaged and productive. As a business grows, so does its growing pains. So why struggle? Let the Monarch Network connect you to the best practices and teach you the underlying psychology of owning, growing, and leading a healthy business. For a cost-free consultation, call Dr. Rhonda Brown, business growth expert at the Monarch Network, at 314-322-6643. That's 314-322-6643, or go to themonarchnetwork.com.
Welcome back to the Business Inside and Out radio show. I'm Patty Cook, executive life coach and personal development expert, and I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Stan Fine.
Dr. Dan Fine.
Have we met?
Yeah.
Dr. Stan Fine, the business doctor. And our guest today is Diana Broomfield, and she is the owner of WDGP Radio. So Stan had asked a question right before we went to the break, Diana. Does that acronym stand for something?
Actually, it does. A good friend of mine that I met when I first started Internet Marketers Network, he's come such a dear friend, and we partnered on several things, and his name is Glenn Gordon. And W is just for radios. The radio stations in this area all start with W something. So that's what the W is, but the D is for Diana.
Mm-hmm.
G is for Glenn, and the P is for production.
Oh, there you go. I figured it had to be something. I couldn't figure it out, though. Thank you for indulging me on that.
Yeah, that's clever. I never thought of that.
I want to talk more about this children's world of music. What inspired you to create this for kids?
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's always been a goal of mine to work with girls, pre-adolescent and adolescent young ladies. But, you know, like I told you earlier, I'm very spiritually inclined, and I believe and following a path, and it just came to me, it was given to me that it wasn't just girls that I needed to deal with. I needed to deal with children, and I needed to help them because, you know, I'm watching and I'm listening to all the things that are happening to children at such young ages. They're so exposed to everything, and they can easily take a wrong turn and you know, veer off where they should be and end up in trouble. So what I hope to do with music, because music is such a beautiful tool, if you will, and music enhances all aspects of our life. It can help them with their thinking, you know, logically. It can help them with math. It can even help them with science and of course, is a very creative margin.
So and it keeps them off the street.
Exactly. It gives them something else to focus on. For those who want to get involved. And I feel that if I can do that for children, the program, I wanted to run, like, after school, during the school year, and then all day on Saturdays. But in the summertime, I wanted to be available six days a week so that the children can have a place to come. I also want to have a literary component with it to make sure that they can read. And one of the prerequisites to even being in the program is to have at least a C average.
If somebody wanted to support, pardon me, this event or your cause, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, you can always reach me at dianabroomfield@gmail.com. We do have a website, childrensworldofmusic.org. You can make donations directly from the site. The music is my hub, as I said. So I'm going to be calling on a lot of the artists that I've helped over the last going on 4 years. January 28th will be our 4-year anniversary of WDGP Radio.
Congratulations.
I noticed that in the website too. 4 years, it was on your website.
Yeah. So, you know, going to counting on some of the artists that I've helped who are maybe doing better, who are in this area to assist me with fundraising and things of that nature. As a matter of fact, we do have one sponsor. It's called Blue Soul Collective, and it is a nationwide organization managed by Daryl. Oh my gosh, his name escapes me. See, that's what being interviewed does.
That's okay. We're both in radio, so we know that when you want to, it's going to come to you when you go to bed tonight.
So, Diana, staying with the funding for just a minute before we get back to the kids and the program itself, with all the people that are listening today, if you could describe the perfect backer, who would be the perfect backer for your organization? There might be somebody out there that could have a connection for you.
Well, the perfect backer, oh my gosh, I don't even know what to say to that, because it's anyone who wants to be involved, any business who is looking for a nonprofit to support, who is interested in preserving our children, who is willing to assist us in whatever way possible. We do need instructors. You know, we need instruments. We need the software for them to be able to produce their own sounds. You know, we need everything. We need a building. I'm in the process right now of looking for a building. So anybody who has maybe a warehouse that we could convert, or old school building or church even, that we could use, it would be highly appreciated.
And this would be up in Maryland. In where in Maryland?
Well, I'm in PG County, but I'm going to be honest with you, anywhere in Maryland that I could get to. I'm in PG County, so and PG County is huge. So
okay. Are you near Baltimore? Forgive our ignorance.
I'm about 45 minutes from Baltimore.
Well, that's close enough for me.
You know? So let's get back to the kids. What kind of kids is this going to attract? Because there's some kids that have access to music, and there's others that don't. Is there an age range? Is there a financial component to where, you know, these kids would be? Who are you seeing being the kids that would be really benefiting from this?
It's all of that, actually, Patty. It is children between the ages of 6 to 18. It is single family households or low-income households where the family may not even be able to take the child or even rent an instrument for a child.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the children that I'm trying to reach, because those are our most at-risk children.
Do the schools know about this? I'm just curious. The public schools?
I have contacted a few schools in this area. I am hoping that your show is going to help me, you know, reach out to other people. If they know people who might be interested, you know, there is a fee. If they can pay the fee, that's fine. But if they can't pay the fee, we do what we call,
scholarships, like scholarships.
Scholarships. Thank you.
Okay. It's there. We just got to pull the word. That's all right. Yeah. We're sitting here relaxed, and you're over 1,000 miles away, so we got time to think of the words while you're going there. It's really exciting. I can just feel your passion just exuding through the.
Now, do you see the teachers, the people who are instructing these kids, as being like some of these musicians that you've talked about, that you've worked with, or that you have on your other radio show? Do you see them kind of feeding this also? It seems like it's kind of a, you know, there's a symbiotic relationship perhaps that could be there.
Yes, there is, and there are some that I know are already doing things, and I know they'd be willing to help me. But also, I'm reaching out to music teachers, maybe retired or what have you, because one thing that's happening, and I don't know if it's happening in your area, but in this area, they are taking the arts out of the elementary schools. So I'm hoping that I can capture some of those people who are willing to come on. I may not be able to pay them what they were making when they worked for the school system, but I do want to be able to pay them something. So all of these are components that I'm working on and working out. As I said, I don't even have a building yet. I have started lessons, though, because I had someone who was willing to do piano lessons for me. Mm-hmm. So I started that at different churches that allow me to come in for 1 or 2 hours a week.
Okay.
You know, so it's not.
We're going to be about 3 minutes to go. I wanted to get one more question in before. This is a very fast show. Where do you see yourself in a year? Let's make sure, because we're going to hit the 2 minute mark in a moment. And I want the audience to hear your vision.
My vision is for a year from now is to be in a building, to have the transportation in place, to have at least 3 musical programs going. You know, by musical programs, I mean instrument lessons. That's where I see myself, actually getting it done.
Patty, do you got a question on that? It looks like you were writing something. If not, we got 2 minutes to go. The thing I want to encourage the audience is you're listening to Diana Broomfield at WDGP Radio in Maryland. And Diana, I want to make sure the audience, because I know you're going to play the show on your station too. How does the audience reach you? The St. Louis audience is listening to you, and you got thousands of people listening. How do people reach you? Is there a phone number they can get you at also?
Yes, my phone number is 301-358-3801, and that's good for WDGT as well as Children's World of Music at this point in time.
Well, being a fellow radio person, you know we got to say that number one more time.
Yes, that is 301-358-3801.
And I would encourage any of our listeners who are in programs or have programs that are helping kids in music to connect with Diana, because when you connect your heads and your hearts for a common cause like that, there's no telling what miracles happen. So reach out to her in any way that you can. If you have a passion for kids and wanting to make sure that they have that exposure to music and the gifts that can bring in their life and that they just wouldn't have access to, I really encourage you to get a hold of her.
You got 15 seconds, Diana. Why don't you say something? Okay.
First, I want to say thank you guys for having me on the show. And to anybody listening, remember, you can always check out independent artists on WDGP by going to WDGPradio.com.
And before we wish, we want to thank Diana and Patty. Any closing comments?
Just thank you for listening and being with us today. We'll be back next Sunday to bring you some more fine content.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year.
Have been listening to the Business Inside and Out Show. Be sure to tune in next week when Dr. Stan and Patty will bring more great advice on how to make your business and life more successful.